not a lot of travel going on at the moment. You might be lucky enough to have maybe explored our own backyard, as Australian tourism keeps on telling us to do. It's a good idea, don't get me wrong. Or maybe you're just excitedly anticipating going overseas. You know, when you get back from holidays, you can't even remember what you did because you're right back into the swing of things. Maybe the kids have got to, you've got to make school lunches. Maybe you've got to go to work, university, something like that. Or even when you're going away and you don't know what to expect from the world. Well, the Law Society is for you. It's the passion project of Thomas Young. And coming up next on the show, we're going to speak to Thomas about exactly what the Law Society is and what it might do for you. Kiwi Junior here with Waiting in Line. Very lovely, fun stuff there from Kiwi Junior. Waiting in Line, the name of that one. And hey, you know, I was saying it before, I would hazard to guess the majority, or it's likely you haven't gone on an international trip. Likely, or maybe even you haven't gone for an extended trip. All those incredible memories that you make once you get back into the swing of things. Like I was saying before, you might be making the kids lunches, you're back to uni, you're back to work, you're back into the real world, as everyone always seems to say. Those memories, a lot of the good times can seem to vanish, and you really got to try hard in retrospect to remember the good times. I'm not a photo taker, I don't know about you, but like I said, once I go away, once I get back, it goes away, the memory of them. Luckily enough, Thomas Young is the founder of The Law Society, an initiative that aims to assist Australians to pass on what they've learned from travelling abroad by publishing their own unique travel memoir through face-to-face interviews and recorded audio. We're joined now by Thomas. Thomas, how's it going? Welcome to the show. Thanks for making the time.
Thank you very much for having me. It's, lovely.
So first off, Thomas, I did my best to give it a little bit of context there, but explain to us what the Law Society is and what it's all about, how it all started.
I think you summed it up pretty nice in your little intro, but I think what you realise is sometimes that coming home process or time, whether you've been away for a week or a year, it's like there does seem to be this pressure to kind of hold on to the things that you've just learned. And I feel as though perhaps for the last year when people haven't been traveling and people are kind of looking forward to their next trip, it's kind of like, wouldn't it be nice to know that if you're not taking as many photos and you want to be in those moments more, wouldn't it be nice to know that when you come home, there is someone that you can kind of call upon to sit maybe for 90 minutes and just go through those things. Mm-hmm. You know, friends and family tend to be there, and colleagues to a great extent as well, but it's like to sit deliberately and reflect upon the memories that sometimes we find hard to share, or sometimes we might get a chance to talk about some things but not others, or we kind of summarize or maybe even sanitize some things that we achieve or we get up to when we travel. So yeah, what I'm trying to provide is time and space to talk about the benefits of travel, considering that we haven't done it for a little while.
Yeah, no, it's a shame. Is it intended to be complete strangers, someone that you might not feel as many reservations about opening up to? Is it just positive stories? Should one want to kind of go into stories that weren't so nice? Is that all above board as far as the Law Society is concerned?
Yeah, absolutely. I think first and foremost, we just want to be able to keep that kind of oral tradition of telling stories alive.
Yep.
I feel as though, sometimes we don't get the chance to talk. And so therefore we, writing and, even things like GIFs and memes and even emojis become this way to communicate when we can't talk about things using our own words. And so it's like, yes, it's that oral thing, super important. B, it's consider it like you keep a journal.
Yep.
And where the oral historian essentially is helping you to journal your own experiences. So nothing's, off the table, nothing's on the table, but just know that in that session, there's no greater audience. This isn't a podcast where there may be 100 people or a million people listening to what you have to say.
Mm-hmm.
The conversation doesn't go beyond the person you're sharing with and then obviously the recording that you're keeping on your own phone. So it's, I think maybe just before you were kind of hinting to the fact that, are you allowed to go deep? Are you allowed to talk about things that are uncomfortable? Absolutely. But I think what people need to, or what I'd like for people to think of, this can be a fun thing. Although talking and maybe touching on emotional things can seem like hard work, but it can be quite fun. So like using the ice bucket challenge as an example, something that two people can share is what I'm trying to also get to the heart of. So, Are You Okay Day was a good example of a bit of a mandate for going out and having conversations with other people.
Yep.
But wouldn't it be nice that we could actually, talk about things that...
experiences of sorts.
Yeah, exactly.
Have you tried it out? Like you alluded to, I guess, like video, audio, I guess it opens up, or at least nuance can be involved there and certain facial expressions, should it be video and all that kind of stuff, something that pictures and I guess the written word can't really capture. So it's really, really lovely. If someone wants to go out there, like I said, they might not have traveled overseas recently, mm-hmm. although they might have had to cop a hotel quarantine. I know one of my friends just got back from Spain, so good on them. What kind of platform is the Law Society on? Is it an app? Is it how should one go about it should they want to?
Yeah, absolutely. So the Law Society in itself hopes to launch on Wednesday, well, in fact, Thursday, the February the 10th.
Cool.
And it's essentially a booking platform that someone can come and schedule a 90-minute oral story or history session with myself. But I'm also expanding this out for this to become a collective oral history project. So other people can come, get trained up, and then they can take their own booking. So imagine, like, this works no differently than booking a table at a restaurant or booking a hair appointment. It's a website that allows you to do this. I think one of the reasons why, although that seems really basic, you know, people like Humans of New York was fantastic for helping people to kind of fall in love with human content. But
yeah.
that came down to almost happenstance of you being in the right place for that person to want to sit and interview you. Where it's like, well, imagine if you can actually book that session and ensure that at Wednesday at 2 p.m., you can have that conversation. So that's the importance, I guess, of the booking platform.
Fantastic. Is it just, what's the site address,
www.thelawsociety.com.au.
Fantastic. Exactly. Thanks for joining the show this morning,
Thank you for having me.
No, it was our pleasure. Have a good week.
Fantastic. Cheers.
Bye-bye. That was Thomas Young, the founder of the Law Society, an initiative, as you just heard, aims to assist Australians and I guess globally to pass on what they've learnt from travelling, Vaud publishing kind of their own unique travel stories, memories, face-to-face, over audio. So I guess retrospectively, you could go back and listen back to the good, maybe even the bad times of your own travels or to that of others, which I'm sure it's to be a very informative experience.